As we worship you, let all the world
almost given up on seeking more of him, in doubt that Jesus is alive, having crossroads on trivial life issues. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Find hope in Jesus today as you listen to the Global Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen Owusu-Bedu, Head Pastor of Global Light Charismatic Chapel, GLCC, and Global Jesus Outreach. Tune in to Spirit 88.3 FM at 3 p.m. from Mondays to Fridays and be blessed by the inspiration from the light of the gospel. An encounter with Jesus is potent in transforming men. Get ready to be changed.
Fill each heart, we pray.
Today I want to talk about something I believe will bless your life, and I want to talk about closer to God, closer to God. Amen. Now, I believe that it is very important to get close to God, the God that we serve, because sometimes, even in our natural walk and relationship with people, you can feel very far away from someone. You can be in a family and then be very far away and be at a distance. How many have experienced that before? Sometimes it's very disturbing that the one you love, the one you want, you feel that you are at a distance, far away from that person. And many people come to God and they are very far away from God. They come to church, but very far away. But we must get close to God. Hallelujah. Closer and closer to God, that we may know him. My prayer is that may you be very close to God. Because there is a blessing in coming close to God. There is something about getting close to God. Now, it is very important to even humans, or as human as we are, sometimes it is not everyone that you want people to call your friend. If they say that, no, that person is your friend, I mean, you say, oh, you try to explain. So, no, I know him. You understand? You explain. He was in my class, or he's my classmate. Yes, we talk, but he's not really my friend. What would trigger such an explanation? Something might have been wrong. So it means that even we being humans, we want a certain kind of people to be called our friends, true or not true. Certain kind of people. Sometimes the people that you want, when they said, this is my friend, you said, yes, he's my friend, I know him. They don't learn, you say, yes, he's my friend. Something about that person. And when they say that, those who are into, relationship come of age, say, no, is that your girlfriend? He said, no. He will say, no. Hallelujah. Hey, have you heard some before? Oh, are you going out with that person? He said, no, not at all. Some of them will say, not at all. Because, you see, the life of that person, when you see that person around and people are making deductions into maybe one discussion you had with the person to say that, no, he's your boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, it bothers you, or it will worry you. You understand? And there are people that you wish that they would have been in that space. What makes them so different that you want them to get closer to you? I have friends, or I have people around me that are close to me, and I'm thankful to God for that. But there are people that you don't want them to be close to you at all. Because, you know, association, when you associate with people, you in one way or the other reveal a dimension of the person to others. One way or the other, it shows the kind of person who he is. So you see, if you say, I'm very close to this person, the person will be able to look at your character, look at your life, and say, now this person will be like this. And that is why many people are very cautious of relationship. very cautious of the people they call friends, very cautious of the people who they draw near into their life. Hallelujah. But I will now walk with God. I believe that it is the same. There is a way to get closer to God. God wants us to get close to Him. But there is a way that we must get, or something that we must do to get close to Him. Something that we must do deliberately to get close to Him. For God to call us that, no, this one is my friend. There are things that we ought to do to get closer and closer to God. And I believe that my prayer is that today you live here getting closer. In fact, a step closer to God. Closer and closer to God. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, I was not born again. And I told you that when I was not born again, I used to drink. And one day, one night, I was drunk. And I met, we were friends with my friends. And there was a lady, and I was talking to, having conversation with the lady. I didn't even see her face. I didn't see her. I didn't see the lady. So a week later, I was walking by, and apparently he asked me my name, and I said, I'm Kweku. I've never been called Kweku. I'm never Kweku. So I was walking, and Kweku. Hey, and I was say Bra Kweku Pastor Obifro. Me try this Hallelujah. You see, sometimes that is what happens in life. Amen. You don't want it. Amen. You don't want that association. But in my walk with God, there are things that bother me. Like Exodus chapter 24, verse number 1 and 2. If I read scriptures like that, sometimes I wonder how, why. I ask questions. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 24, Exodus 24, verses number 1 and 2, God will call a people or tell a people, Moses, Aaron, and some of them are priests. Then God will say to them that, let these people not come near. It bothers me. Exodus 24, verse number 1 and 2. The Bible said, and he said unto Moses, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship afar off. And verse 2, Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. Hey. I read scriptures like that, and sometimes it bothers me. Aaron is a priest, and Abihu, and the elders. Then God is saying that, come to me, come and worship. Then he said, let some of you stand afar off, but let Moses come to me. Then I reason within myself that there must be something about Moses, that God will keep the priest afar off. Then we say to Moses, come near. And he said, Moses alone should come near. Sometimes it bothers me. Hallelujah. Amen. And because of that, I began to make a quest. I began to search why, or what is it about people. In fact, look at the scripture very well, and you see Jesus will call 12 disciples, and the Bible said Jesus will ordain 12 disciples. Then it will come to a point that Jesus will be walking with all the 12 disciples, and he will turn to them and will say that, wait here, Peter, James, John, follow me. It's amazing that these people were so close to God. All of them were close to God. But these people were close to God that when Jesus is going somewhere, he will tell them, wait here, I am coming. Then he will call them, come with me. You read scriptures like Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration, the same thing. The Bible said Jesus called Peter, John, and James. Then they went to the mountain, saw God's glory. Then he told them, don't tell anyone. He said, hey, don't tell anyone. That is the secret of God. The people were with Jesus, walking with Jesus. They saw God's secrets, God's glory. They heard unspeakable things. And within the 12, God said, don't tell anyone. Then what about the 120? Hallelujah. If you should not tell the 12, what about the 120? So a people can go close, have relationship with God. We can all be in church, but there is a certain closeness that we can get to God, that God can tell you secrets that no one will hear. God can tell you secrets. God can show you things. We will all come and lift up our hands, but we will go to our bedrooms or our closet, and God will show you things and say, don't say it. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Years ago, I had a dream like that. I had a very powerful dream. And in the dream, I won't say the full details, but I'll give a snapshot of it. There was a woman that was sitting on a high table, very exalted table. Then she called me. She called me. And it was like, she was giving me like a visa. I mean, it's something that would have got to do with the call. Then the visa that she was giving, it was like continent and this and that and that. Then she told me, when you go, there was somebody outside. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anybody. So the next person went in, then gave him one country or something like that, and gave a visa. So the person came and said, so when you went, what happened in the dream? And I told the person that this. Then he was angry, very angry, went inside. Why did this? Then the woman called me and said, I told you, don't tell anyone. I learned a lesson. It was a dream, but I learned a lesson of my life. That, you see, there are things that God can show you, God can tell you, God can give you, that he will tell you, don't show others, don't tell others. Why will God do that? Why will God do that? Why will God choose 12 disciples? One was sin, he will leave him to die. One was sin, he will say that I've prayed for you. One was sin, and you say, in fact, these were the words of Jesus. It had been better for you not to be have born. The 12 disciples working with Jesus, if you were not born, I mean, it would have been better. One was saying, and you said, Peter, the devil sought to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. Then the same person will go ahead to betray him again before all people. Then Jesus rose up from the dead. He said, go and tell my friends, and tell Peter, the only person he mentioned his name, that I am risen. I am risen. You see, people can get so close to you that sometimes it doesn't matter their error. It doesn't matter what you want to fight for them. You want to stand for them. You want to do something for them. To be close to such person. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone can be so attached to you, so close to you, so interested in your life, that what if you overlook, you don't even see their wrong. You don't even see their wrong. And I say that, Lord, we want to draw close to you. We want to come to you like that way. And church, we must come to that point that God can say, stay afar off. I mean, they are not sinners. Stay afar off. Let this one come. Hey, my prayer is that may you be there. May you get closer. May you get closer. May you enter places that men cannot enter. May you enter realms that ordinary people cannot enter. May God give you grace and capacity to enter his realms that ordinary people cannot enter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. May you be one that God can keep his secret with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Getting closer to God. I want to talk about five things quickly. Number one, I believe that to get close to God, you must make effort. Make effort to get close. Being intentional. Being deliberate. It is, in fact, like the foundation. You are intentional about it. You are deliberate about it. James chapter 4, verses number 8. The Bible says something that is very important. He said, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Now, that is the first portion. I'll come to the second portion. Draw nigh. It means take steps towards God. If I take one step towards God, he takes steps towards me. If I take a step, he takes a step towards me. If I don't take a step to get close to him, he wouldn't take a step to get close to me. That is what it means. Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, very important. Salvation is Christ coming after you. Salvation, Christ coming after you. That is why you sing the song, he chases me down. What? You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. If I still am found, and this leaves the 99. That is salvation. Christ coming for you. The bridegroom coming for the bride. But when he has found you, the reverse happens. Then you must find him to get close to him. When God brings you in, then you must get closer to him. You must make steps to him. You must make steps towards him. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not realized? Let me tell you something very practical. Those of you who are adults, a man can invest everything to chase a lady. He can put every effort, every strength. That is Jesus coming for somebody to save him. He can go every dimension. But when he has gotten him, and the woman say, oh, okay, I have accepted you. And the woman is unresponsive. The lady is unresponsive. No communication, no interest, nothing, and boring. You see that relationship, though yes, technically they are in relationship, but there is a very big distance. But when you see the person is interested, the moment, every time, that is how love builds. Every time he makes a step, then you also make a step. Every time something, you see that, no, the person is, the love is rising, then your love rises. That is how God has made it. So when God has found us, the expectation is that we also make ourselves loving or lovely. We make steps towards God. And the Bible said, draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh. You make a step, I will make a step towards you. Hallelujah. Many in the church, yes, have been saved, will go to heaven and will be seated far away from God. Far away. They don't know. They are not close to him. Not close to him. They don't make effort. They are not intentional. They are not deliberate about it. They don't put any effort in it. All they know is that I am saved. I am saved. What a boring relationship. But God wants you to get closer and get closer. The verse number 8 again, James chapter 4, then he says something. How can you make that steps towards God? Then he said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. So he's talking about sin. Purify your heart, He double-minded. You double-minded. He's talking about double-mindedness, wavering. The steps that we deliberately make towards God. Number one is the steps to avoid sin. Steps to avoid sin. To go away from sin. To depart from evil. Then you are making steps. You are departing from evil because you love God. You are making steps. You are a young lady. Yes, you can live as every other one is living. But because of your God, you say, no, I won't do that. It is a step that you have made in the realm of the spirit. Lord, because of you, because of my love for you, I will not do this. Lord, because of you, Lord, because of you, Lord, because of you. There are people that have seen their walk with God every time. You see, every time they are asked, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. So if you have a wife and the first conversation, every time you're having conversation, everything, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, it gets to a time that it becomes frustrating. She will never do something for you to say, well done. But always say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. I didn't know you needed this money, so I used to, I gave it to someone else. I didn't know you needed that one, so I bought Wati, and I didn't know this. I'm sorry. I did. Hey. So, you see, the Bible said, be deliberate about it. Cleanse your hand. Wash yourself. Wash your hands. Depart from sin. I'm telling you, one day I was speaking to the Lord and I was telling God that, why have you given me a very difficult message to preach? Because if you've walked with me and been in this ministry for long, you know that the message is almost one. Hallelujah. Very difficult message. There are people who have said that, we like the church, but we can't stand the message. How many of them, some of you, they've told you, how many? Just lift up your hand, you see. Said, we love the church, but we can't. They go out to evangelize. We love the church, but we can't stand the message because they are unwilling to wash their hands. They are unwilling to cleanse their hands. So I was asking the Lord, why? And you see, this one dropped in my spirit. These are the messages that are preparing people for my appearing. These are the things that are drawing people closer unto me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you that if we preach any other message, people will come from everywhere. But what good will it bring unto men? Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Get closer to God. And that is why you realize that here, a church member who comes consistently is anointed. You see a difference in the life. You've been coming, you see a difference in the life. Difference in, people have come to say that, no, I was going to do this, but the message, then they remembered. How many people are like that? Yeah, you see, they remembered the message. I said, no, then we won't turn this way. We will go rather this way unto God. And people are not comfortable because they are unwilling to wash their hands. But church, that is the only way to walk closer to God. It is the way to walk closer to God. Exodus chapter 19, verse number 20. Exodus 19, verse 20. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. Verse 22. And let the priest also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. Verse 23, let's go. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. Verse number 24. And the Lord said to him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. Moses said, Lord, you have told them already. They won't come. Then God said, no, Moses, go. I said, go away from here. Go and tell them that you can't approach me unless you are sanctified. They can't come to me. If they break through, I will come down upon them. I will break forth upon them and I will destroy them. Because I am holy. Because I am holy. So church, to get closer to God, it means that we have to be sanctified. We have to be cleansed. We have to leave the old nature. Ask yourself, wouldn't it be great that one day you'll be walking and God will call your name? Oh, like he called Moses. Moses, Moses. Wouldn't it be great? I read there's, a book in the Bible that amazes me. Leviticus. Every chapter, when you open Leviticus, when I was reading the book of Leviticus, every chapter you open it said, and God said unto Moses. And you go to the next chapter, and the Lord said unto Moses. Go to the next chapter, the Lord said, and say, obey. Why would God do that to one person? He lived a sanctified life. A sanctified life. Wash his hands from sin. Hallelujah. Draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Then the next one he said, double-minded people. The people who are wavering. James chapter 1, verses number 7 and 8. The Bible said, a double-minded person is unstable. For let not a man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. All his ways. There are people that come to church, who come to church, they are not sure that God will do. You can get close. If the Bible said, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said that, he that cometh to God must know that he is. Hallelujah. Must know that he is and is a rewarder, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No double-mindedness. Many people are not sure about God. Having walked with God for 5 years, for having walked with God for 2 years, you are thinking that, is there God? Is there a chance that God is not there? Hey, you are wavering. A double-minded person is unstable. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes people go through difficult or trials or trying moments, which God is trying their hearts. God is trying their hearts to see that if they love him, then they will think, is there God? If there is God, is there God? Listen, that song says, I have decided. It is a decision. Oh, Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. It's a decision. You have made that decision. You've locked your mind on him. My mind is locked on him. Pain or no pain, he is God. Trial or no trial, he is God. And he is able, and he is powerful, and he is mighty. That my mind is fixed on him. A double-minded person cannot get close to God. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. If you have a boss, you work with a boss, and you are not sure about him, he won't get you close to him. You don't believe in him. Yes, you go and then say, no, you don't believe. You don't believe in who he is. If you don't believe in his abilities or his intelligence or his leadership, he will never bring you close. May God draw us close to him. In the name of Jesus.
There's nothing worth more.
God bless you for listening to this message. It was nice having you join us today. Our team is standing by, ready to pray with you, encourage you, and share more of Jesus with you. Kindly locate us at the New Barclay Adi off the Obuasi Kumasi Road. You can call or WhatsApp us on 0553-052125. 0553-052125. Send us an email at globallightbroadcast@gmail.com. Worship with us is in every Sunday at the GLCC Auditorium, 7 o'clock a.m. in the morning and 5:30 p.m. in the evenings. Please feel free to join our Watch Night services on the last Friday of every month. Find us on Facebook and on YouTube at Global Jesus Outreach with Pastor Stephen Owusu-Bedu and Global Light Charismatic Chapel. Please stay tuned as we come your way same time tomorrow with the continuation of today's message. God richly bless you.